Well, I understand that some flight shaming in Sweden's had some repercussions.
It did. It was in, I think it was July 1st, 2018, when Sweden initiated their carbon tax. This was against airlines for killing the planet, even though their carbon emissions are, I don't know, 2.5%, 3%. But airlines are easy target, so they were assessed this carbon tax. That, of course, airlines did what? Well, they passed it on to their customers. And that's when the demand for travel started to slack off enough that it started to have an adverse impact on the nation's economy. That's when they decided, you know, maybe we should drop this carbon tax idea, of course, in hopes of trying to get airlines to increase their flight activity, more people flying, because the government needs the revenue, and that's exactly what they're doing.
So have they had any success on getting some flights back?
It's going to take some time, but the entire European continent has been nuts on this because you had a situation in France where if you could get to your destination by train within 2 hours, by law, there could not be an airline flying between the two airports. You had Amsterdam that was reducing the number of flights out of that airport to reduce that airport's carbon footprint, which unfortunately, if as it was allowed to happen, the fares for the existing flights obviously went through the roof. So most of the countries are revisiting their carbon tax, if you will, or policies against airlines, finding out that some of these may be too punitive, and it's really hurting a lot of consumers along the way.
Well, Jay, I understand a passenger spotted an apparent terror threat on a fellow passenger's phone in a text message, and so the plane had to take some action.
Yeah, it was American flight from San Juan to Dallas, just taken off, when a passenger happened to glance over at a fellow passenger and saw on her phone something that she thought was threatening. So she brought it to the attention quietly to the flight attendant, who notified the captain, and the plane was immediately turned around to San Juan and landed. The message said, RIP, rest in peace, and the thought was, okay, this could be a threat to the aircraft, what have you. Well, the security officials board, they start interviewing people. Tony, what they find out is this passenger just had a relative, I think it was her dad, that had just passed away, and a friend was saying, oh, I'm so sorry to hear it, may he rest in peace, and the RIP is what, you know, the fellow passenger saw, and that's what led to everything taking place. But, you know, I think if you asked the flight attendant, the captain, the American Airlines management, would you do the same thing again? I honestly think every single entity would say yes. We always err on the side of caution. And you would rather have them do that than blow it off thinking it's nothing and then turn out to be a legitimate threat that could have ended up threatening the aircraft.
Put that in, better to be safe than sorry.
Always. Because, look, you're talking about a little bit of time, you know, where the flight was delayed versus something catastrophic that could have happened. And look, a lot of times flight attendants and passengers catch things that are legitimate issues, child trafficking, threats to other passengers, somebody that's planning on killing or hurting another person. So flight attendants are trained to look at and discern a lot of that stuff, and obviously they bring it to the attention of the man or woman in charge of that aircraft, and it's the captain that's going to make the ultimate call.
Well, I saw some pictures, Jay, of a lightning strike triggering fire suppression foam at a Spirit Airlines hangar. That's a lot of foam.
It looked like snow when you look at it. I mean, they had a thunderstorm come through Detroit, and these hangars, these aircraft hangars, have a very aggressive fire suppression system so that when it detects fire, I mean, this foam comes out of everywhere. It's corrosive, so it's not something you'd like go let the kids play in. But lightning, when it hit this tower, the hangar triggered the fire suppression system, and this stuff went everywhere. It buried 5 airplanes, and there were several outside that had the foam that actually reached them, and it was something to see. But you talk about a cleanup on aisle 16, this one's going to take a while. And Spirit, good Lord, they can't catch a break. Every time they turn around, they've got news, and it's bad, and this is just kind of one of those picture moments of just how bad it's getting for the airline.
Yeah, looking at this picture, it does look like outside, a couple of planes outside, it looks like they're parked on snow in July out there.
Yeah, absolutely, yep.
How about hub delays?
They put it on the Christmas calendar,
yeah.
I understand.
Yeah, that would be a good picture for the Christmas calendar.
It would be, yeah.
Any hub problems this morning, Jay?
Detroit's going to give us some issues. I think Houston's going to give us a little bit. Kennedy gave us issues earlier in the morning, but I really think that's going to improve. all in all, I think other than the evening pop-up aggravating thunderstorms, should be a pretty good day to fly.
And that's good news indeed, and we'll talk to you again next Monday.
Looking forward to it, my friend. Thank you.